Hey guys, Joe Gervicius here with superstar in Cleveland, Jordan Cameron. Big game, Jordan, obviously, this weekend. A win against the Pittsburgh Steelers, which we all know have had our numbers for a long time around here. Mm-hmm. Stadium's rocking. You come up with two of the biggest plays in the game. Let's talk about the first one. 13 package, and for the fans out there, it simply means one running back, three tight ends, and one receiver. Mm-hmm. But we're lined up on the line, and if, correct me if I'm wrong, your job is to kind of just come down. We're doing so well with play action right now mm-hmm. that your job is just to kind of come down and act like you're going to cut off.
Exactly.
And the next thing you know, you kind of slip through there.
There it is.
It's funny being a former player watching how all that stuff comes, but, you know, you kind of make it look like, oh, I missed a block or it's
exactly.
a bad block, and then you get lost in the shuffle and you go on. So why don't you walk us through that, kind of how that whole thing took place?
Well, you said it. It's a lot of misdirection. You're in a stance. We do such a good job with, you know, stretching guys. We want to sell that. We want to sell that we're running the ball this way and getting guys going this way, and they're passing out. Defenders are going, you got him, and guys are kind of crisscrossing. And I kind of act like you said it was a bad block. I kind of like just started jogging over here, and then hopefully no one sees me. I kind of sneak out, and, you know,
nobody saw you. All alone down the field. Now, Jordan, I have a question for you. When that ball's in the air that long, any thoughts run through your head?
Don't drop it.
Cameron's wide open. Got it. 20, 15, 10, 5. Out of bounds. He gets shoved out at the 4.
So, Jordan, on your touchdown, again, it's a short yardage package. We've had a lot of success. So 13 personnel again. Obviously, the guys that we have on, I think it was Gabriel that's off on the left-hand side there, he runs kind of like a post corner just to occupy the safety. And once Brian sees him, the safety occupied, it leaves you one-on-one. And Brian does a great job of teardropping that ball right over the most perfect pass
perfect.
You could have.
Yes, sir.
You catch the ball, you score.
A lot of that is the play call itself kind of brought the defense in as three tight ends. The tendency would be to run on third and one.
Right.
And Kyle, it was a gutsy call. And, you know, we got him where we needed him to be. And Troy was, you know, to the left safety. And he started creeping up because he thought it was going to be a run
right.
like we do with three tight ends. And it's kind of the look we wanted. And, you know,
I
attacked this guy's leverage and beat him inside. And like you said, Brian put the ball where no one else can get it.
You catch the ball, get in the end zone. I noticed that you kind of stop on a dime and look off in the stands.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you tell us who's out there?
That was my son. That was the first touchdown I scored for my with my son being in the stands. My parents were there, and it was just a proud moment as a father. And, you know, being, you know, going against the Steelers and the way they've been kind of bullying us the last 10 years, it was huge for the city, huge for our team and the momentum of this program, and exciting. I was so happy for the city.
I don't want you to do it, but I'm going to do it. Right there, guys. Cleveland Browns fan, a huge win against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Thanks to him and the rest of the Cleveland Browns, we're on our way.